From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the news that White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon was leaving the Trump administration was made public Friday afternoon. By evening, he was back at work at his old job at the Breitbart News Network. We get more from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Bannon is credited with helping Mr. Trump get elected on his America First and Make America Great Again slogans. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region in Spain that left at least 14 people dead, dozens more injured. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. There has been no claim of responsibility for a second attack in a resort area south of Barcelona. The bloodshed was Spain's deadliest attack since 2004, when al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 people in assaults on Madrid's commuter trains. Police in Finland say a stabbing spree left two people dead and at least six others injured in the southwestern coastal city of Turku, and it is being investigated as a terrorist attack. The suspect, whom the police shot in the leg, has been identified as an 18-year-old Moroccan citizen. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and also at train stations in response to the stabbings. This is VOA News. Lebanon's army says that it has launched a military campaign to remove Islamic State militants from its northeastern border with Syria. Lebanese Hezbollah and the Syrian army also said Saturday they have initiated a drive to expel IS from the Syrian side of the border. The Lebanese army spokesman made it clear that Lebanon is not coordinating its operation with the Lebanese Hezbollah or the Syrian army. The Lebanese army has been stepping up security along its border with Syria as Syria continues to struggle in a brutal civil war. President Trump met with his national security team to discuss a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says that the future of the relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer largely porous Afghan border. The Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule. Islamabad dismisses the objections and maintains it inherited the boundary as an international frontier. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed earlier this week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 600 people remain unaccounted for. Sierra Leone's President Ernest Bai Koromo offered his condolences.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
The government contends many victims ignored instructions to evacuate after it warned of a new danger from a large crack that has opened on a mountainside. Venezuela's pro-government Constitutional Assembly has given itself the power to pass laws, seizing legislative power from the opposition-led Congress, which already has little power in the country as the socialist-dominated Supreme Court stripped it much of its functions. The Assembly is charged with rewriting the country's constitution. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.